Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jesus. Morning Mess here. It's time for another one. The After Mess Podcast. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
We're going to be talking about how meth, and we're on it. Gina, you explain what's going on. What city and state is this?
It's a whole state of South Dakota. They launched this campaign because they're having a meth epidemic, you could say. They're trying to solve the problem. So they've spent
It's
like
a mess out there.
Yeah, it sure is a big old meth out there.
Messy situation.
But they spent like $500,000 on this campaign, and the slogan is "Meth, we're on it."
The After Mess.
So it's gonna be on TV commercials, on billboards. They're sending out flyers for it. There's a whole website they created for it. So it's like pictures of all these official governors and mayors, and next to their photo are big bold letters that say "Meth." I'm on it. trying to say I'm on the problem. Like, we're going to fix it. But really, it just looks like they're saying that they're doing meth.
I don't know anybody. I don't think I've ever met anybody from South Dakota. If you're listening from South Dakota right now, hey, how you doing? I really don't feel like they're that dumb that no one notices it.
No.
We're talking about it. Everyone's talking about it. National news. I feel like it's a genius who came up with this because we're talking about it, which would kind of translate into us talking about the problem of meth in that state, right?
Sure. I get that, right? Because there's been a lot of marketing campaigns in the past, like, year or so where it's just like, y'all did that on purpose. That was not
a fuck up.
They
had to, right?
That was not a fuck up. But this is still very much like, girl, what are y'all doing? Like, why would you meth? We're on it. The only connection that I have to this is South Dakota.
Yeah.
The only connection that I have to South Dakota is that I hooked up with a guy that's from South Dakota. He was definitely a very nice person, but I will say, maybe not the brightest.
I thought you were going to say I hooked up with a guy named Dakota.
No, but I do follow this guy named Dakota.
Okay, well, there's that. You guys honestly think it was just a mistake that everybody didn't really look at the branding and how this is going to affect?
You know, I feel like there's no way it wasn't brought up in discussion. Like, maybe someone was like, do you think? But I honestly think that maybe
do you meth?
Maybe they were like, nah, what do you mean? It's fine.
God.
It's so funny to think about that campaign with literally anything else. HIV, we got it.
Oh!
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
it's really dumb.
Yes, right.
It's really dumb.
It is.
Drunk driving? I do it. Like,
yeah.
What? Like, it's just, it sounds crazy.
Drunk driving. Don't do it or you'll spill your drink.
Oh, my God. But you know what, though? When Gina first showed, like, sent it in the group chat, I was just like, wow, that's really cool. Like, I will fully admit, it went way over my head.
Are you serious?
Like, yeah, it went right over my head.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're on it. Like, get to it, sir.
So they're marketing to the Anishas of the world.
Why not? Just get a little exposure.
So I looked it up right real quick, like, the worst marketing, like,
taglines.
It's pretty much this one. Unfortunate for a diet candy came out in the late 70s, early 80s. The candy was, you know, lose weight. And the name of it was AIDS. Mm-hmm. Lose weight with AIDS.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
What and the candy
fuck?
Bar was spelled AYDS.
Oh.
So obviously they went out.
Oh.
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, they came up with the name obviously before the epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep going with it, but then your tagline is lose weight with AIDS. Yeah, that left pretty quick.
Oh, God.
I remember one off top back in the days. They came out with a car. You know what a Nova is? Like a Chevy Nova?
Yes.
I remember it went, they stopped making them because Latinos would not buy them.
Why?
Because Nova in English means what, Carla?
Nova in English or in Spanish?
Or in Spanish.
Oh,
English.
Nova means don't go, or like it doesn't start.
Doesn't start,
like,
doesn't run.
Oh.
Like that car, Nova. Yeah. Like that car will not go.
Like two words.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they stopped making them because, like, why isn't this car doing well, you know? And Ford, a lot of Latinos love them.
So the reason I know that is because of our boss, Tim.
Uh-huh.
So when I was pregnant with Maeve, I was telling him names that I liked, and one of them was Nova.
Love
I really
that
liked
name.
The name Nova. Yeah. And he's just like, do you know about the Chevy Nova? Like,
oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's very into, like, random facts,
yeah.
like, and I appreciate them, too. So he was very excited to tell me that story, that exact one that you just told me, is that they had to stop making them
yes.
because it means no go.
Yeah.
Like, and no one wants to buy a damn car.
It doesn't go, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes sense when you have a car named the Phoenix or,
mm-hmm.
you know, the
Firebird.
The Cruise.
Yeah.
But Nova, it doesn't go. Didn't flow well with Latinos. Like, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so wild.
Huh. God, talk about marketing fails. How about that Kendall Jenner Pepsi ad?
Oh, remember that? That was great. That was.
Summarize for the people.
Oh my gosh. So basically, this was at the height of all of these race riots that were happening in the country, and whatever your political views are, I'm for it. But there was all this like chaos happening, and it was all over politics and major things that were happening in our society and as a country.
Still
and then,
happening.
Yes. And Kendall Jenner has this commercial with Pepsi where there's like a riot between like the police officers and the protesters, and she just walks right in with a Pepsi can, and she just opens up that Pepsi can, and then all of a sudden Pepsi made everything better for everybody, and it was like, girl,
like world peace, have a Pepsi.
Yeah.
I don't understand how these things happen. Like, Carly, you worked in PR?
I did.
Like, did you see some like fucked up shit come through sometimes, or like marketing campaigns, and you're like, what is wrong with y'all?
I think that there were a lot of brands that we had that it's just like, how the fuck do I make this either okay or interesting? Or and a lot of the times you just think like, oh, what's going on right now? What's something big? What's something that we can attach our product to? And I think that's what they were trying to do. Like oh, what's one thing that these protesters and the cops must have in common? Well, let's fuck up a Pepsi, why don't we? I really think
I'm so
that...
so thirsty.
Have you? It's exactly... We talked about this in the last podcast. Yes Men is the biggest problem in PR.
Ooh.
A lot of bosses... Sorry. A lot of bosses in PR companies are very into themselves. And a lot of the times when you want to, you know, please your boss, like your boss comes up with an idea and a lot of people are too afraid to say no, or they don't have a better idea, so they go with it. So I think that's what happened in this Pepsi meeting.
Okay.
This fool was like, yo, I got an idea. And everyone else was like, well, yeah, Kendall Jenner, absolutely. Like,
fucked that up.
I really think just no one bothered to look at it from the... I really think that was like a...
So we are probably... in agreeance here that the meth campaign, a little intentional because people are talking about it. The Pepsi one, genuine fuck up.
Yes, a genuine.
Oh, yeah.
People got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna show you guys an ad and let me know your thoughts on it really quick.
Okay.
Give it to us.
Oh my.
Oh, 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 oh.
So
that's something.
Tom Ford. Very fancy schmancy, upper end, would you say, fragrance line,
yeah.
right?
1,000%. That's one of the more expensive ones that you could buy in retail stores.
And I remember I bought Amber for, I think, Mother's Day or her birthday, Tom Ford glasses. Not cheap.
Sunnies, yeah.
High brand. So, there's a fragrance line from Tom Ford. Launched in 2007. Campaign consisted solely of a woman with her legs spread open. The only thing separating her little special place... being a bottle of their scent, Tom Ford. Look at like that. Will that make you
that's
buy this fucking perfume?
That's such a small vagina. Like,
did that run in like magazines and shit?
You did
it
because it says
like
taken
it?
From a page from Calvin Klein's book, the fragrance line. Hey, happy birthday to Calvin Klein, by the way.
I would absolutely never want to put perfume
and
on or near my vagina. That, to me, looks like a gynecologist trip. It looks like it's about to sting and fuck me up.
Well,
yeah.
Because a lot of perfume has alcohol in it.
Yes.
Like, that's not supposed to go near your vag.
Mm-mm.
Wait.
Well, it's the bottle, just to let you know. It's just an ad to grab people's attention, but I don't know if I want to spray cologne or perfume on myself smelling like pussy juice, straight up.
Oh my God. Because
that's what it reminds me of. Like,
it looks straight up.
It looks like a bottle of like a mini Hennessy or something.
It really does. You know? Like, the actual color of it is what's really so unappealing to me, but like, I've absolutely sprayed cologne on my nether regions. Have you,
really?
Joey?
No.
No?
No,
all my ladies that are Hispanic and listening to this podcast, if you ever watched Rebelde, the episode where it's an iconic scene for Hispanics, the episode where Roberta is spraying body spray and she goes, uno por si me besa, uno por si me abraza, y otro por si se pasa. So she sprays one in her mouth in case he kisses her, one on her arms in case he hugs her, and one or hoo ha in case he.
Yeah.
Taste her.
Tom Forger? Yeah.
No.
I'm wondering, now this is on a site that I just saw like fail, so I guess it didn't sell a lot of units.
Well, that's a damn shame, because that is a very jarring advertisement. Like, I would definitely stop and look, and I don't even like vagina like that.
Right.
You guys know how, like, in radio, we do a lot of stuff where when we have promotions, we want it to rhyme. We want it to be fun and catchy.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever hear about this one? Because it happened in, like, I think it was Fairfield, California, right by my house, a local radio station over there. Maybe you heard about this, Joey, because it was big.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your wee for a wee.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yeah, I did. That one was horrible.
That was a PR stunt gone wrong.
With the drinking a bunch of water?
Yeah, yes. You drink a lot of water and you hold your wee.
I do remember that, yeah.
For a wee. And the girl died, yeah.
No, but I'm pretty sure, if I'm remembering correctly, someone who works here as an on-air personality wasn't hosting that, but worked for that station at that time.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Their whole morning show got fired.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That's
isn't
like
that crazy?
Well, but see, also too, that makes me wonder, because like, if the morning show got fired, what about your marketing and PR or promo people that like all these rules, and what about the whole legal team that you're supposed to have? It just makes me wonder.
Well, back in the days, and radio was a lot different than now.
That's what I hear.
A lot different. You could let shit ride back in the days. Believe me. The stuff that we did would never happen nowadays.
It's not fair.
We would come up with an idea in the studio and do it within 2 minutes of thought, not even thinking of how this is going to work. I remember I worked at a station where the morning show said we're giving out free breast. Do you know how many women showed up in the morning?
I feel like I've heard about this.
And the stunt guy was out there with a bucket full of chicken breasts, handing them out. And the looks on these girls, they were out there at 4 in the morning.
Wow. Trying to get free titties.
Yep. They thought it was free breast job, free titties, and it was chicken breast. You could never do that nowadays.
Never. That's not fair. I love shit like that. I mean, I don't like the wee thing.
Yeah,
like,
that sucks.
That
but I do wish
bad.
We could be a little more scandalous.
I wonder, like, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have anything off top, though, of what I would do if I could. Like, what toe the line, almost fucked up shit would we try to get away with, either contesting wise or on air thing? Like, because I love this whole like meth, I'm on it, or free breasts. There's like this weird thing, but it really means something else.
Yeah.
God, that'd be great.
Double meaning on it.
I would definitely want to do something with like male go-go dancers and see. Like,
hide
I don't
the sausage.
Know. Yeah, something
ooh.
Like that. Or who can, like, maybe I would have, like, a pyramid of like, male go-go dancers, and whichever woman climbs to the top of them gets some sort of prize or some shit like that. Would like that a lot.
I think Nietzsche's started his own radio station over there.
Yeah. Wow. You seem really lost in thought right now.
Well, I think it's all subliminal marketing and stuff, like, with the meth thing. I think it's genius what they did, because obviously we're talking about it. I'm sure a lot of radio stations talk about it on their show, on a podcast like us. And I remember back in the days we were talking about subliminal marketing for just commercials and sexual, especially, like that Tom Ford ad. Or it's subliminal, and I remember one that sticks out of my mind is Wrigley's chewing gum. And the jingle went, take a stick, pull it out.
Oh.
The taste is gonna move it when you pop it in your mouth. Juicy fruit is gonna move ya. And everybody was singing it. All the kids were singing it. But if you take it in context, it's like, it's very sexual.
Oh my God. I specifically remember this only because when I was in grade school, we always did like a spring dance thing where like all the classes had to get together and perform like a choreographed bit.
Uh-huh.
There were two twin girls and they performed that as like an interlude. And now I'm really disturbed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Remember, the jingle was huge.
They were like 11 years old. This is so disgusting. Ew. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's it crazy what you remember, though, from, like, jingles, because jingles are supposed to be catchy. This one isn't, I don't think, a double innuendo. Let me know if it is. But it's just, I've remembered this since I was seven. Or a double entendre?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
But the one that always stuck to me was this Hubba Bubba Max commercial. And I think I was, like, 10 years old when it came out. And, like, I cannot get it out of my head. It goes, Hubba Bubba Max cherry lemony. It's tart and it's sweet and it's sweet and it's tart. And it just has it all. And I chew it all the time, nonstop. Oh, yes, did I mention I chew it all the time? When I'm not blowing bubbles, I'm thinking about blowing bubbles. Hubba Bubba, Hubba Bubba. What kind of bubble?
Wow.
I can't forget it. Like, it is in my brain.
Never in my life heard it. Not only that, but I am impressed at the rate of which the words left your mouth. Just
that's awesome.
It was a lot to keep up with.
But, like, I can't stop. Like, it's just in my head. Have you guys ever seen the movie Inside Out?
Yes.
Yeah. Where they're throwing away her old memories.
Yeah.
And then they throw up the jingle. They're like, let's do it. It's so funny.
Remember the Big Mac jingle?
No.
Or the McDonald's jingle. To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on the sesame seed bun, da da da. You remember that one?
No.
That was a jingle McDonald's.
What? I heard that.
You heard that one?
Yeah. Uh-huh. God, jingles.
Well, it was ironic because I smoked cigarettes for a long time, but I remember those commercials back in the day. Tumor causing, teeth staining, smelly, pukey habit. Do you remember those commercials?
No. Mm.
What? That shit was in my head all the time. I felt like it was the only successful, like, anti-commercial cigarettes. Tumor.
Dude, the cigarette, I don't want to call it, I guess, propaganda, because I do think cigarette smoking is really bad. But I guess, I don't know, it could be seen as a form of that. So my mom's a cigarette smoker, and I remember being a kid. And just, like, imagine, I'm like, 5 or 6 years old. In my nurse's office at my school was a poster. And it's like, if cigarette smoking made you look on the outside, how it makes you look on the inside, would you still do it? Because it really blackens your lungs and fucks you up. And it was this beautiful woman who was so haggard. And my 7-year-old ass to my mom in front of the nurse, I'm like, see, Mom, that's why you shouldn't smoke. My mom looks at me like, what the fuck, Gina? I was like, if it made you look ugly, would you smoke in front of this fucking nurse? And my mom probably wanted to pop me so hard.
I mean,
Yeah, I don't smoke.
Remember, like, this is your brain. Yeah. This is your brain on drugs. The fucking egg sizzling on the thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then he ends it, any questions? I'm like, I have so many fucking questions after that.
Dude, in middle school, somebody told me that if you popped a Molly, it would pop a hole in your brain the size of whatever Molly you popped. And I believed that shit for the longest time.
Well, okay. So there was stuff like that. Because I know for me, like, when I was a kid in school, it was always about how awful marijuana is. Like, everything was, if you start smoking weed, you're going to fucking die on the next day. So, like, it was intense shit, and, like, marijuana was the gateway drug. You start off with marijuana.
I had the exact opposite growing up in L.A. Everything was Cheech and Chong movies, and everything was, like, glorified growing up in L.A.
Mm-mm. Not for us out here. And I looked up, by the way, that tumor-causing, teeth-staining, smelly, puking habit. I didn't realize this. That was an Arizona thing. So, like, nobody outside of Arizona got that campaign.
Yeah, never heard that.
So I don't know. But, hey, wow. But, yeah, marijuana was... It's just so interesting because now we're really chill about marijuana, but for the longest time growing up, it was always like, if you do that shit, you're a drug addict and you're gonna die a terrible
death. Never got that growing up at all. You know what's crazy is when you do a jingle, I did that Brandon Raffi jingle, and now it's caught on. So it's crazy to me that that jingle, maybe in 10, 15 years, people be like, remember that Brandon Raffi? Call Brandon Raffi. Hey, call Brandon Raffi. Because people will DM me, and when they see me out, they'll start singing the jingle. And I never did an endorsement for a lawyer. So when the sales guy, Jeff Salvano, hit me up, he's like, here's the copy. And I never like to just read shit.
Right.
I like to get the whole, like, they give us a script of what to talk about. And I was like, how do I rock clubs? I rock happy hours. I rock, you know, the car dealerships. And like, how do you rock a lawyer?
Right, right.
And I was thinking of these guys, the Learner and Row guys. I'm like, well, I got to compete with these fucking guys.
Oh, man.
I'm like, I got to do a jingle.
Oh, I know their jingle, yeah.
Which everyone knows their jingle, right?
I don't know it, but so, I know you can't say it, Joey.
Yeah.
So, Gina, you say
it. You're not allowed to say it. Learner and Row is the way to go. Call 977-1900.
I do know it.
Yeah,
that shit is so old. So I was like, how do I make it hyper than that? And almost like, get it in 2019, and it just came to me with the Brandon Raffy. What does it rhyme with? Laffy Taffy.
It's
Brandon
Raffy. It's the Laffy Girl. Shake that Laffy Taffy.
Yay.
That
Laffy Taffy. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Laffy Taffy. Uh-huh. And it's getting so big now that Brandon wants to do a TV commercial with it now.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Yeah. I love everything
he
about
should.
That.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Awesome. Yes.
He's like, how do we do billboards today? I was like, well, you got to like sing the song out. So you got to do TV commercials.
Oh, bitch, can you do audio billboards? Do they have them?
That's what I told him. Like, you know what would be the craziest thing is me with like a phone, like a cell phone, because he wouldn't do billboards with me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, but with an audio with the song, the jingle. I don't know how. I've never heard one. I've never seen one.
I don't know how it would work either, but that would be crazy.
Call Brandon Raffy. Like, really loud? I don't know. But it worked. People
down.
Are calling in.
Right. They're going to turn down the morning mess to hear your damn jingle.
Yeah. Wait, no.
I know, right?
Not that. Not that.
The shit that sticks with your mind for a long time.
God.
Wait, what's the Shanko one?
Oh my gosh.
Scottsdale Road in a coma. 1 mile south of Bell Road. Open weekdays till 8.
Saturdays and Sundays till 5. Online at Shanko.com. The crazy
thing. My bitch ass grew up in Phoenix. I know that whole thing.
That's Noah. Phoenix, because in the Bay, it's right. Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekends till, and that's, so all of us know that
wow.
one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you guys know Shanko. This one, but yeah. the Shanko stays the uh-huh. same. Every kiss begins with K. That's another
yeah.
one.
Right. K Jewelers. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead,
mm-hmm.
jewelers.
God, oh, London Gold. When I was a kid, me and my sisters London used to Gold. Remix these just for funsies, but London Gold was, London Gold, it's the best.
Oh.
And I'd walk around being, it's possessed.
Ah.
No shade to you if you're London Gold. Like, we love you. I was a stupid little kid, but it was fun.
Oh
it was
my
fun.
God.
Okay, well, hear this. You have to complete the jingle. Are you ready?
Okay.
Red Robin.
Yum. That's a good one.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
There you go.
McD's.
What else?
Carla likes this game.
I like it
I do
lot.
Too.
Oh, no. I don't know anymore.
I feel the pressure.
Oh, no.
Different jingles. I still get the 330 Dirty Dirty song sang to me.
Oh, yeah.
If you grew up in Phoenix.
You'll never not.
Yeah.
I swear to God, sometimes when you start to say the world famous, like when we're on the air, I'm like, oh, yeah, the world famous 730. And then you say a staycation sign. We're like, what?
Yeah, you
what?
Used to call it the world famous.
Okay, you know the Carmen calls? Hello, my name is Carmen. Uh-huh. Somebody asked me this weekend if I was Carmen.
I was like, you get asked a lot.
So after you told them yes, what did they say?
Yeah.
Can I get a picture with you? And I was like, absolutely.
Shut up. Ooh, here's some more for your game. I'm sorry, I was looking for them.
What was the sound, Joey, that was used at the start of that? Like 330. What the fuck did that come from?
It sounded
like
stop, some... drop them drums.
Okay.
Let me see it.
Okay.
It was Luke from Two Life Crew.
Okay.
Two Life Crew. It was a Two Life.
God, Carla,
movie.
You got to hear that one because you didn't grow up in Phoenix.
No, I
you
didn't.
You got to hear that one.
You know what's
iconic.
Crazy? I ran into an NBA cat. His name is Bayless, Jared Bayless. He went to St. Mary's here. He's in the NBA. He's been in the NBA for like 10 years. And I ran into him. He's like, man, I grew up. On you. I go, really? He's like, yeah. He goes, everybody remembers the 330 Dirty on the school bus. We pump it. He went to St. Mary's. I was like, man, I appreciate that, my old ass. But the 330 Dirty Dirty intro.
I can't wait until somebody comes up to me when I'm older and is like, oh my God, Carla, like I grew up listening to you every morning.
I used to hug myself to you every morning.
Yay.
That sounds weird.
Stop.
You
made
a hug yourself moment.
Yeah, it's cool when you do radio a long time and people remember. Well, here's the crazy thing. When people remember shit, you don't even remember doing. Like the 330 Dirty Duty, I obviously remember. But people will tell me certain stories or a phrase I said, and I won't even remember it at all. But it impacted their life, and it gave them a big laugh at that point. I'm like, wow, fuck, I was funny back in 2003. I don't remember that shit at all.
Rest in peace to Tikka Masala.
I
Did you stop getting those DMs? You used to get them all the time of people who would find it in the grocery store and send it to you.
I still get those.
Oh, you do?
That one was a big one.
Stop sending them to me, thank God.
We got to bring it back.
No.
Bring it back.
No, we don't.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Tikka Masala.
What's Burger King's?
Oh, God.
Have it your way, but I don't think they have a, like,
jingle. Have a jingle,
poor
right?
Burger
they just
King.
Got in trouble for their vegan burgers.
You know what? No, I'm
they're
sorry.
Not really vegan?
Nope. I have issues with this.
Oh,
I have issues
it?
With this.
Okay.
Vegans are trying to sue Burger King for cross-contamination because they're saying that they're cooking it next to actual, like, animal meat product. But also, I don't think that they ever actually claimed it to be vegan food. They just said it's, like, not meat. Which
Ooh.
Doesn't mean it's fucking vegan. Like,
we
you can be plant-based and not be vegan. And I just think that's stupid. Also, I've learned that you can ask them to prepare it separately in a separate area if you're that concerned.
Yes.
You can say, hey, I don't want any cross-contamination. So, vegans, I'm sorry, shut the hell up.
Whoa!
Shut the hell up. Like, I love the whole lifestyle. You want to be vegan, that's cool. Don't fucking come at Burger King because they put out an impossible burger that they're cooking next to their actual burger. That's your dumbass fault. Why are you going to Burger King if you want vegan food?
If I were to cook, I'd be like, oh, you want me to cook it in a different place? I'd be in the fucking bathroom. Like, I'll cook it in the fucking
Joey.
Place.
Well, no,
there you go.
In all honesty, yeah.
Karen.
That's probably what's going to happen. That's why I could see people being afraid of, like, saying it. But yeah, if you're vegan and you're going to Burger King, girl.
Like, okay, I understand wanting girl. That fast food option, but then do your due diligence. Tell them to not make it next to the other burger, and they will. They'll oblige.
I like these fucking impossible burgers and shit.
I
really like
good.
These fucking
I
good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. Here's the thing. I'm so fucking confused with my friends. Either they're all, a lot of my friends are going vegan or not
mm-hmm.
eating any meat
oh,
at all.
Yeah.
Or people are doing the keto diet, which is kind
okay.
of almost the fucking opposite. You're just eating a lot of protein, a lot of meats
yeah.
and veggies and no bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, either no bread or no fucking meat. It's like,
why can't we just have it all?
Can't we all just get along and eat along together?
I don't think I could do vegan because it seems so hard. Because it's not just, it's
meat.
Literally no animal products in your life at all. So say goodbye to honey, too.
Cheese.
Like, that's not a meat,
cheese,
sure, but
dairy.
No, you're
no
right.
honey because it comes from bees, right?
But then there's, like, hardcore vegans that, like, well, you're fucking driving a in your car with leather seats.
That's the thing. You're
right,
not supposed
right.
to, if you're a vegan, you're not supposed to wear leather. You're literally zero animal product whatsoever
yeah.
in your life. I think I can, like, fuck with the vegetarian lifestyle and just not
yeah.
eat meat.
Right.
But, like, the whole vegan thing, that's a huge-ass commitment.
What
yeah.
I will say to all that, though, is anytime I do have, like, a vegetarian or a vegan meal, I will fully admit it. It goes through my body so much better than it
oh,
does.
Oh, it digests
you know?
Nice, yeah.
Like, it digests mm-hmm. so nice and smoothly, and I'll be like, damn it, why meat gotta taste so good?
I've really stopped eating meat a lot, and now when I do, it fucks me up. It does.
Yeah.
It fucks me up. Even if it's chicken or fish. Like, fish probably fucks me up the least amount, I will say. But even if it's, like, white meat chicken, still fucks me up. Like, God damn it.
Crispy on the outside, tender on the inside. What chicken was that? What advertisement was that?
Crispy
for chicken?
On the outside, tender on the inside. Ooh, what
is
was
it
that?
KFC?
Yes.
Is it? I think it's
is
KFC.
It? God
yeah.
damn it, now I want some KFC. Thanks, Anish.
Fuck.
Oh, wait, don't they have Impossible chicken there?
What, they do?
I think so.
Do they?
The fuck
KFC?
Is Impossible chicken? What is that made out of at that point?
Tofu?
KFC Impossible Chicken.
You like tofu?
I've never had
Beyond
tofu.
Beyond Fried Chicken.
Beyond Fried Chicken.
But it's plant-based chicken. Which means it's not really chicken, but I don't give a shit if it tastes good.
The crispy thing is probably what's bad for you, though, because it's fucking probably
the fried.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yeah the
and
fat.
Then, and KFC.
Yeah. Like, I don't get it. Like,
we're
okay, I'm not eating meat, but your fucking
Wait,
cholesterol is up.
Who
yeah.
cares, bitch? Because there's some KFCs in the
cares,
nation
bitch?
That are selling just straight up the chicken skins.
Oh,
my God. Put it in my mouth. I want it so bad because that's the best part.
That would be a good marketing. Put it in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth.
Chipotle, your burritos. I'm just saying you should do it.
Yeah.
Put it in my mouth.
Yeah,
do
right.
it.
We're here to put it in your mouth.
All right. Can
Chipotle.
You fit this in your mouth? Chipotle.
Yeah, wow.
Well, okay, with that, was the Subway foot long?
Yeah.
Like, they could have made that nasty.
Foot long. Oh, $5.
Y'all, I worked at Subway during that.
$5 foot long.
You know how many fucking customers would come in stoned as fuck or a little drunk and they'd be like, $5, look at you, like, $5. And I'm like,
yeah.
Shut
the fuck up. What do you want?
Day.
You want a tuna or a turkey?
Just tell me your order.
I know there was a spot that got a lot with a, I grew up in a spot called Burbank, California. There was a local hot dog spot that was there forever.
Is it Pink's?
No, it wasn't Pink's.
Oh.
And it's the big sign in front, where 6 inches is just average.
Oh!
Hey, see? I like it.
I like that, too.
That's
right.
Yeah,
risky
yeah.
marketing. Damn
I
it.
Love that.
So it was like, you know, 8 or 10 inch hot dogs. And we grew up on them, and we didn't think nothing of it. You didn't
yeah.
sexualize it.
No.
And then the news, the fucking media got a hold of it, and it eventually closed down, or they made them take out the sign.
Because
it was crass.
It's one of the things where it's like, kids won't get it. Like,
right.
It's so perfect.
Where 6 inches... is just average, like, because our hot dogs are 8 inches.
But they're above average hot dogs.
Yes, I thought it was genius.
I have to tell you guys an embarrassing story about average dick size.
Okay.
So when I worked at Journeys as a shoe store.
Oh no! Isn't that like a children's store?
No, they have children ones, but I worked at the adult one.
Oh, okay, okay.
So these guys came in and they were, you know, trying on shoes. I'm helping them get their size, and then one guy goes, "What's the average size for men in the country?" And my dumbass goes, "Oh, 5 inches." Like so just blatantly,
oh,
just without even thinking, I go, "Oh, 5 inches." And the guys were like, "We meant like shoe size. Did you just tell us the average dick size in America?" I was so embarrassed. I was freaking mortified. Anyway, average size. That's my story.
How old were you when this happened?
This was literally like a year and a half ago.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Things happen. Did they report you?
No, they bought
God
shoes.
Bless.
They bought shoes.
They bought shoes.
They were
here for spring training. They played for the Angels,
oh,
I think, or something.
Oh, my
some
God. That's even better. What's the average size for men? I thought 5 inches.
I should have been like, I don't know. What's yours?
Because I'm sure they were just like, really? Like, only?
Just.
Yeah. You sold a lot of shoes, didn't you?
I did sell a lot of shoes. I was such a good little seller.
All right, with that said, we got another damn meeting to attend to.
Give me a
All
break.
Right, the Aftermess podcast. Make sure you subscribe, tell your friends, share it the whole nine.
Yeah.
We'll be back at it tomorrow morning on your radio on Live 101.5, 5:30 to 10. Let's do it again.
Bye.
One last jingle. Like a good neighbor.
State Farm is there.
And so is the
morning. We're not even getting paid for this.
I know, we're not.
Damn it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.